make sure, as you sit there and listen, you're listening. And as you listen, you're aware of the energy field that's listening, the being that makes the listening possible. And that includes your entire energy field, your entire body. You're listening even with your little toe, with your legs. Your entire energy field is present, and you're listening or receptive with that, and hold it. And then things arise in it, and there you can allow them to arise. The noise arises and subsides. My voice arises, the words arise, and then they go back into stillness. What remains is this vast energy field, and you experience, first of all, as the energy field of the physical, but it's deeper already than physical. That's, and you hold that. So there are the words, and there is the field of consciousness, the field of being, in which the words arise, or anything else arises. These happen to be, the words come from me, but they could come from you. If you stay connected with being, if a situation arises and you need to speak, and this is a totally new way of speaking, you will find suddenly the words come out of that vastness of being. The words come, you say something. And that doesn't come from the conditioned mind. The mind is a little bit involved, because the mind gives expression, expresses something in form through words, but it arises out of the unconditioned. It's fresh, it's new, it's creative. And that's how you become a deeply creative being. You are it already. In that state of connectedness, whatever, you can also take action out of that. It's not so much that you take action. The totality of being takes action through you, through this form. So you become aligned with something vaster, more powerful, infinitely more than your little mind. But your little mind is not separate from being, it's a tiny aspect of being. But when it pretends that it is all there is, that's delusion. The mind is like a candle, the flame of a candle. And the totality of being is the sun. Now, the candle flame and the sun, they are in a close relationship. They are not really different, because the very energy that is burning in the candle flame originally comes from the sun. It's stored up sun energy. So even the sun, even the candle flame, really is part of the sun, is the sun. So even the mind is not nothing separate from being, but it's the flame of a candle. Beautiful, but tiny compared to, imagine how vast the sun is. It's about, I can't remember, 500 times or 1,000 times bigger than the planet Earth. And it's infinite energy. It's inconceivable that for millions, millions and millions of years, it's a continuous outpouring of energy, as if it were totally inexhaustible. And of course, the sun itself, even the sun is not the ultimate. We are dealing here, we are going deeper even than that. But on the phenomenal, in the phenomenal realm, the sun is the closest you could get to being, the closest you can get to God or the divine or being. And this is why it's understandable that there were ancient cultures that worshipped the sun and saw it as divine. It is unbelievable that there seems to be inexhaustible, a continuous outflow of vast, inconceivably vast energy. The very warmth in your body comes from the sun. Calories produce warmth. You eat the food has stored up sun energy, and the body converts. The sun is in your body. The sun, it's amazing. But that is still within the phenomenal realm, and that's amazing enough. But we are going even beyond that, because even the sun is an expression in form of something even deeper and more powerful, and that is life, energy, or beingness itself. And everything in the cosmos is an expression of that. So when we go into that, we go beyond all phenomena, including the most grandiose, the most wonderful phenomena like the galaxies and the billions and billions of suns that exist. Our sun is only one of thousands of billions of suns, many 100 times bigger than our sun, inconceivable vastness, and yet all that is also part of the world of phenomena that arise in this dimension. And all that unfolds and arises in time and through time. And we are going beyond even that. All phenomena arise out of the vastness of being itself. And being itself is not a form. You cannot grasp it because you are it. You can't think about it. Just like the candle flame cannot understand the sun, even if it started to think about it. But you can be it because you are it. And then let being express itself through this form. No longer a little person trying to figure things out, make a living, or make money, or do this or that, or trying to be important in the world. All this really becomes nonsense. And the strange thing is, the outer circumstances, when in the state of connectedness with being, improve greatly, because something greater than you flows through you. So all the things you struggled for before, and I need to do this, get that, to get some fulfillment, they tend to just come. When you're in the state of connectedness, many things just come. And other things, they will come from within you as some express them in some form. You're connected with being. This is quite, you're getting a high dosage these hours that you sit here of being. If you can stand it, if your mind doesn't come in too often and say, what's going on here? What's he talking about?